the reception. A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find.
Hey there, listeners. This is DJ Gossip Girl, and you're listening to You Know You Love It, dishing on celebrity news, trends, and gossips only on radio.dominican.edu.
To get my fair share of abuse, singing words gonna vent our frustration. If we don't, we're gonna blow a 50-amp fuse. Sing it to me.
Welcome. For those of you just joining me on this beautiful Monday morning, this is DJ Gossip Girl, and you're listening to You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. All right, so listeners, this is my first time on the air, and this is my first time doing this show. So I've kind of put together a couple different segments on how to run this. And my first category that I'm going to be getting with is celebrity news. Academy Award nominee Jennifer Lawrence has split up with her X-Men co-star and boyfriend of 2 years, Nicholas Hoult, last week. The couple will be reuniting next summer for the X-Men sequel, so it's good to hear that they plan to remain friends. What a travesty that would be if they just kind of, you know, drifted apart. I mean, working with your ex can sometimes be a little weird. I mean, I don't know if any of you guys have ever had to deal with an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend or whoever. I mean, it can get pretty awkward. I mean, I don't know. But good for her and good for him. I mean, that's not an easy thing to do, especially in Hollywood. A recently married couple, celeb couple, Evan Rachel Wood and Jamie Bell, are expecting their first child. Woohoo! Wood happily made the announcement through her Twitter last week and thanks fans profusely for their kind words. It's so nice when couples in Hollywood can just go out and acknowledge that, yes, they're having a baby, or yes, they're getting married, or yes, they've broken up, because honestly, there wouldn't be as much drama in Hollywood if celebrities would just come out and say yes or no. So, thank you, Evan Rachel Wood. Newly single Britney Spears is rumored to be in serious talks to moving to Las Vegas and star in her own show. Kind of like Holly Madison with her Holly's World. Negotiations with the Caesars Property Group have revolved around a big nightly performance that could pay well over $100 million a year. Holy moly. I mean, Britney Spears, I'm a 90s child, so she was my whole childhood. From Hit Me Baby One More Time, just recently from her Femme Fatale tour. Oh my gosh, I just love Britney Spears, and it would be more than awesome just to have her be on a TV show. I mean, even though she's had her ups and downs, Britney Spears has brought a lot of good into this world, and I know a lot of people will disagree with me. However, I just love her. I mean, everybody hits a down point, and I mean, I look at her downfall as more of a positive. I mean, if she can overcome 2007, I can overcome anything. That's how I like to look at it. So, I like that. Brittany, you go, girl. It is reported that Blake Lively will skip out on New York's Fashion Week. She was spotted with her husband, Ryan Reynolds, in snowy Canada. Ooh, for a fashionista, that's a big move. I'd probably sit out for the New York Fashion Week, too, if I had Ryan Reynolds to come home to, but I mean, whatever. Blake Lively and her hunky hubby were snapped together in Sudbury, Ontario, braving the cold weather and grabbing brunch in an artisan bakery. The adorable lovebirds walked arm in arm and on their way back to the car, clearly enjoying their time as newlyweds. After tying the knot in a super secret September ceremony, they of course, I mean, keep their life super, super secretive. Of course, the blonde beauty made puffy ski pants look sexy, accessorizing with the winter weather with a chic gray scarf, snow hat, sunglasses, and lace-up boots. Ryan also looked handsome with his scruffy beard while braving the snow, sporting a puffy jacket, shades, navy hat for the couple's afternoon outing. Blake is typically one of the biggest stars to grace around in New York Fashion Week, but this year Mrs. Reynolds skipped the fashion festivities and opted for a romantic getaway with her hubby instead. Just 2 years ago, Blake took spring New York Fashion Week by storm. The designer darling became the it girl of New York Fashion Week, sitting front row and at one of the biggest shows, rubbing elbows with fashion royalty Karl Lagerfeld and Anna Wintour. I mean, I don't know much about Blake Lively. I mean, I used to follow Gossip Girl, but then that show got a little dragged out. But I think she's gorgeous, and she really does, I mean, have the most amazing fashion. But I don't know if I would miss Fashion Week just for my husband. But then again, that's just me. So you go, girl. You do what you got to do. You do you. So maybe she'll make a surprise appearance. I mean, it's not like she doesn't have millions of dollars to just fly over there anyway. But I don't want to make assumptions. I mean, who knows? Moving right along, Courtney Stodden calls new music video tongue-in-cheek, has sexy things planned for Valentine's Day. You've all watched Courtney Stodden's reality music video, arguably one of the most anticipated events of the year, and it's only February. Meanwhile, over the weekend, the 18-year-old blonde beauty and wife of 52-year-old actor Doug Hutchinson talked about her labor of love during a launch party in 11 nightclub in West Hollywood. It's a sexy video about how I captivate some nerd and all I want from him is all I want is him and I don't want any other guy, she told E! News. Regarding the video premise, I want this nerd and the rest is history. It's kind of a fantasy. Weirdo. And of course, as any fan knows who's seen the video, it features plenty of candy. I wanted to incorporate kind of a sweet little girl, kind of tongue-in-cheek, you know, because when I married my husband, I was 16, so it's kind of tongue-in-cheek. I'm a little girl, Stodden said, but I'm me, so deal with it. Okay, I don't know about you guys, but that statement kind of contradicted itself. She was 16 years old when she married her husband, who was then, like, what, 50? Weird. A little weird. I mean, hey, love doesn't have a title, but I don't think she did it for the right reasons. I mean, with all her little publicity stunts, being in the nude and whatnot, I'm not sure she did this for the right reasons. But again, I don't want to judge. I don't know this girl, but I just don't like people who like to crawl into fame through using old men who probably loves that girl to pieces, and she's just gold digger. I don't like it. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to take a quick radio station break. You guys just sit there and wait and do your thing and maybe go to the bathroom, and I'll be right back in like 5 seconds. Welcome back, listeners. For those of you just tuning in, this is DJ Gossip Girl on, you know you love it, exclusively on radio.dominican.edu. All right, so if you guys are just tuning in, I was just going over my celebrity news segment, which is still continuing. I don't know if any of you watched the Grammys last night, but wow. I mean, I don't know if you guys knew about the new dress code rule, but there was some pretty scandalous dresses. I mean, after the no side boob, no lower back, no front cleavage, and basically just dress like you're going to a funeral type thing. There was a couple stars who pushed the limits, and let me tell you, it was hot. It was awesome. Oh my gosh. OMG. Anyway, not really what I was getting at. I was lucky enough to get my hands on the list of winners for this year. It's only a few, but it's basically all the people you want to know who won. So here I go with my very long yet very interesting list. Record of the year went to Somebody That I Used to Know, Gotye featuring Kimbra. Congratulations. Huge fan. Album of the year, Babble by Mumford & Sons. Song of the year, We Are Young, Fun featuring Janelle Monáe. Best new artist, Fun. Best pop solo performance, Set Fire to the Rain, Adele. Best pop duo slash group performance, Somebody That I Used to Know, Gotye featuring Kimbra. Best vocal album, Stronger by Kelly Clarkson. Best dance recording, Bangarang by Skrillex featuring Syra. Best dance slash electronica album, again, Bangarang and Skrillex. Best traditional pop vocal album, Kisses on the Bottom, Paul McCartney. Best rock performance, Lonely Boy, The Black Keys. Best hard rock slash metal performance, Love Bites, So Do I, Hallstrom. Best rock song, Lonely Boy, again, The Black Keys. Best rock album, Al Camino, The Black Keys. Best alternative music album, Making Mirrors, Gotye. Best R&B performance, Climax by Usher. Best traditional R&B performance, Love on Top, Beyonce. Best R&B song, Adorned by Miguel, who often gets mistaken for Frank Ocean. I am no exception. I have definitely mistaken him for Frank Ocean. Best urban contemporary album, Speaking of the Devil, Channel Orange by Frank Ocean. Best rap sung collaboration, No Church in the Wild, Jay-Z, Kanye West featuring Frank Ocean and The Dream. Best rap album, Take Care by Drake. Best country solo performance, Blown Away by Carrie Underwood. Best country duo slash group performance, Pontoon by Little Big Town. Best country song was Blown Away again by Carrie Underwood. Best country album, Uncaged, The Zac Brown Band. Best score soundtrack for visual media, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross. Best song written for visual media, Safe and Sound from The Hunger Games, T-Bone Burnett, Taylor Swift, and The Civil Wars. Best instrumental arrangement, How About You, Gil Evans. Instrumental arrangement accompanying vocalists, City of Roses, Thara Memory, and Esperanza Spalding. Best recording package, Biophilia, Michael Alsming, and Mathis Agiasnik. Producer of the Year, Non-Classical, Dan Arkbach. Best Remix Recording, Non-Classical, Promises by Skrillex and Nero, and Skrillex and Steve Hartnick. Best Short Form Video, We Found Love by Rihanna featuring Calvin Harris. And Best Long Form Music Video, Big Easy Express, Mumford & Sons. Wow. Congratulations, first of all, to anyone who won the Grammys, any runner-ups. I mean, you guys all have worked your butts off, and I am a huge fan of all of you, no exceptions made. None of these were really shocking to me. I mean, I'm sad to see Justin Bieber's not on here, but rumor has it that the whole Grammys was rigged. I'm not sure how true that is, but I remember hearing that a couple months back. And in response to that last night, I was reading that Justin Bieber was a little upset that he didn't win. So he was out of frustration. He released a new song, or at least a little tidbit of it. I mean, I'll be going over that later in the show, but anywho. Again, congrats to everyone. Frank Ocean, holy moly. I mean, he should have won more awards. He's awesome. I love his music. I mean, they really tell a story. They are so soothing and just so awesome. So good for him. Skrillex, that is my high school memory. Oh my gosh, nothing but Skrillex all throughout high school. I mean, I just graduated like last year, and every time I hear a Skrillex song, it's back to high school dances. It is crazy. So I'm glad that they got recognized for all the songs that made my high school career. Somebody That I Used to Know, they definitely deserve Record of the Year. And I mean, why, you can't really fight that. They came out with like 27 different versions of that one song. Just that one song. Crazy. Plus, they got the Best Alternative Music Album, Making Mirrors. So, I mean, in my opinion, they're making musical melodies. So, keep that up. Best Rap Album, Take Care, Drake. A lot of people hate him. A lot of people love him, and a lot of people are caught in the middle. Yes, there's a side when you choose to like him or hate him. Yes, he did date Rihanna at one point, which makes him an automatic enemy of Chris Brown. But I respect him, because in the rap world, rappers don't get much respect for really rapping how they feel. And it takes a lot of courage for a man, especially in the rap industry, to just rap about a love he had or a feeling he had or anything. I mean, the rap world now is just very, very provocative, if anything. So it's nice to have someone switch it up alongside Frank Ocean. But yeah. All right. Looking on my other list, Carrie Underwood. Holy moly, girl. I'm number one fan. If she ever listens to this radio show and she can hear this, please know that I am just so obsessed with you, and I hope to go to one of your concerts very soon. Pontoon, Little Big Town. I've only heard the song a couple times, but I mean, it's a masterpiece. They did awesome, and it's so cool seeing people who've been in the industry for years and years and years, and you have no idea they were even in the industry until one song. So it's really cool for them to finally get recognized after, what, like 10 years making music? It's incredible, and it really should inspire people to just want to keep working and keep fighting and not take no for an answer. Moving right along, though, back to the Grammys, but not necessarily the winners. The Whitney Houston tribute at Clyde Davis's pre-Grammy party was just, it was very emotional. It was only, a year ago today that the queen of everything, the queen of the music industry, passed away in such a devastation. What better way to honor than playing her music? Clive Davis has paid tribute to Houston at his pre-Grammy party at the Beverly Hilton Hotel by playing a rarely seen video of the late singer performing All the Man That I Need during a concert for our troops. Clive kept his tribute to his close friend short and sweet. "She was the greatest contemporary singer of our lifetime," Davis said. Houston's brother Gary was at the party, as was Pat Houston, Gary's wife and Whitney's manager. It was just a few hours before last year's party that Houston was found dead on the fourth floor suite at the Beverly Hilton. May she rest in peace. I know for a lot of you listeners, I mean, any age really, or any ethnicity, any religion, that bit of news definitely hit. It was Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston, losing both of them was a very tragic, very hit home kind of almost. I mean, as I said earlier, Skrillex was my high school. That was everything that I felt. I mean, even though it wasn't a song, it was more music, it ties me to high school. So not being able to hear that music or hear him produce music, or even with Carrie Underwood, love Carrie Underwood, reminds me of being home in summer. And to know that someone who affected your life directly by a song and having them pass, that's almost, it's almost like a death in the family, like a piece of you, because the whole purpose of a singer and an artist is to create a song that will appeal to not only themselves, but to their aspiring fan group. And if you're a fan, you connect yourself to that person that you like because they are giving you a voice. They give you something to hold on to when you're emotionally inept of being able to. So knowing that they passed away and they're no longer able to, you know, relate to you and create songs that'll express things for you, it's very upsetting. I mean, I know Taylor Swift is, I mean, God forbid nothing's happened to her as far as I'm concerned, but she's a girl who's reached out to many young girls, even young males, and her songs really hit home and they really strike a chord for a lot of girls, whether it's emotional problems, physical problems, whatever. And I know, I mean, if anything were to happen to her, again, God forbid, a lot of people would be devastated. It's very upsetting to watch someone that is your role model or gives you a voice go through such a tragedy or such a quick end. So again, rest in peace, Whitney Houston, and I'm glad that your memory will live on. In my next segment, it's called Trending with the Stars, Love It or Hate It. So please stay tuned. I'm going to take a quick radio break. For those of you listening, this is DJ Gossip Girl, and you're listening to You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. No one seems to hear a thing. Do you know that there's still a chance for you? Because there's a spark in you. You just got to ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night. As you should. Hey there, listeners. This is DJ Gossip Girl, and you're listening to You Know You Love It on radio.dominican.edu. For those of you just tuning in, I was just briefly recapping on my next segment, Trending with the Stars, Love It or Hate It. This segment, the whole purpose of it is to basically discuss what's trending in Hollywood, whether it's fashion, fitness, lifestyle, something, anything that's going on. So I'm going to state what's trending right now, and I'm going to tell you why I love it or hate it. First topic, last night's Grammy Awards. The one thing I caught to be trending more than anything were the nude lips. I mean, it was 50-50 between the red and the nude, but I would definitely say nude overcame the red lips. And I don't know about any of you out there, but I am a huge makeup freak. I believe that the slightest shades of colors can make a huge difference. And I mean, I'm looking at a picture right now of Jennifer Lopez, and she looked hot. Right next to her is Rihanna. Rihanna looked hot too, but I feel like the red lip is just, it's overdone. I feel like that was too 2012. It's great for every once in a while, but I mean, it's not conventional. I feel like the nude lip really accentuates more natural beauty, to say the least. And it really gives your eyes a pop, and it gives a glow, almost a glow, because the red, it's just so blocky, and it really just cuts off where your lips can end. But with nude lips, it kind of gives you this appearance of fuller, bigger, you never know where they're going to end type thing. So, I mean, I'm going to say I love it just because I like not having to worry about having red gunk in my teeth. I like not having to worry about when I'm eating or drinking, is it smudging all over my chin and making me look like I have a rash? So, girls rocking the nude lips, you looked awesome. Next thing, something I've seen from celebs and Twitter pics is nail art. So, for those of you who aren't really quite sure what nail art is, I'll give you a brief recap on that as well. Celebs like Kim K and Willow Smith have been doing crazy things with their nails. It's like the new accessory thing. It's your new purse or your new bracelet. I mean, girls are going crazy with their nails. I mean, Kim K has kept it a little more on the casual side, using a matte, like a flat chalky color, and then she'll use like a really polishy glowy color on top to give it herself like a nice little like contrast manicure. And that's kind of cool. I mean, she does it with a nice simple black. And with Willow Smith, I saw this on Twitter and I thought it was absolutely insane, absolutely crazy. She was bejeweling her nails. Well, who bejewels their nails? I mean, that's cool, don't get me wrong, but who in the right, your hands are going to be like 25 pounds. Why would you carry all of that metal on your poor fingernails? I mean, again, Willow Smith, it looked awesome. She had her nice little Chanel on one finger and a tuxedo thing on another and like crosses on another. But I've seen some girls like Lady Gaga. They have those really ugly claw nails that look like they look like bear claws. It's just not a pretty sight to begin with. It goes, ugh, just icky. But she carries like chains and like metal and like stuff for popping out, like studs and spikes. And I mean, Kim K and Willow Smith, you're doing it right. And if you're going to do it like them, I'm just going to say I love the trend. But if you're going to get a little crazy like Lady Gaga, I would say hold off, because then I'll change my mind and I'll hate it. So, ladies, keep it classy, please. The next trend that I'm going to be going over is the pantsuit, or more, it's more actually pants. E! News called Beyonce's black and white pantsuit last night amazing. What I had to call it, awful. Absolutely awful. It was, I don't know if any of you guys saw it. She had this really interesting, like, color block, black and white top. And then she had these, like, work pants on. And her hair was slicked back in a ponytail. And she had her red lipstick. And she had her shoes and her purse and whatnot. And I don't know about any of you out there, but my personal opinion, again, my personal opinion, I don't like when girls wear pants to award shows. I just don't. It's no. You can wear pants going to get coffee. You can wear pants going to get gas, grocery store, whatever. But this is an award ceremony, and I like for people to keep it traditional. So please, wear a dress. I mean, again, you guess some can pull it off, but women, you have curves for a reason. Men don't. That's why they wear pants. So Beyonce was one of them caught wearing pants. It's too casual, in my opinion, as well. It's kind of masculine. It just doesn't work for me. This trend is coming back with a hideous vengeance. I don't know if any of you remember when, like, a full pantsuit was in for a while. Like, women would wear, like, work pants and, like, those, like, tuxedo jackets. And some of them were cute because they had a nice little plunge to show that they actually had curves and that they were female. However, some did not, and it was just very awkward. Women, again, like I said, have curves. Please rock them. Beyonce, we all want to see your bootylicious booty. There's a reason why you put bootylicious in the dictionary, after all. Please, Kaylee Cuoco, I don't know if any of you saw her. Her pants. She wore leather pants, a cute little shirt, and a blazer. Cute, right? Yeah, simple. Awesome. Cool. No, it's the Grammys. Why are you wearing that? Wear a dress. Wear something revealing. Show the people that you have a booty. Show them that you have something going on, because, again, you're either going to look like a boy or you're going to look too casual. Not everyone gets invited to the Grammys. Not everyone gets invited to the Oscars. So why wear something that you would wear to the gas station? I don't get it. I just don't. I mean, if I were going to these shows, I would be trying to find the most expensive dress in the world and looking all hot and fabulous. But then again, some people are a little more humble, and they tend to go for the I'm not here effect. So my thoughts on this trend overall, pants at a formal award show on females, I hate it. I hate it. Moving right along. Kerry Washington and Claire Danes have been spotted rocking what some would call a posh pony, a more upgraded version of your everyday pony. Although it is cute, it can add some spunk to an outfit. I personally believe there's a time and a place for such a hairstyle. So with that said, it's a love-hate trend. I mean, it's kind of a hit or miss. It depends on your hairstylist. Some girls wear it, like, slicked back, and yeah, that's cute. And some girls look like they rolled out of bed or they went to the gym and then they came to the award show. That's not cool. That's not cool at all. I mean, again, it goes back to the pantsuit thing. You're at an award show. Dress like it. Like, look like it. Look like a movie star because, or a singer or whoever you are, because pantsuit and posh pony. Could you picture that? A really ugly posh pony and the pantsuit thing? That would just be atrocious. I would probably, I'd quit watching TV if that were the case. However, I did see Kerry Washington's ponytail. That was cute. She had a nice little side swept long pony thing, and Claire Danes had a sweet little parted down the middle, like, low ponytail. But then going back to Beyonce, don't get me wrong. I love Beyonce. I love the Super Bowl commercial or her Super Bowl performance. It was awesome. She's awesome. She's beautiful. She's gorgeous. But last night was just everything I didn't like. She had the hair down the middle and it was slicked back, and then she had her pantsuit, and she just, it looked like she was just going to dinner, like at IHOP or something. It was just, I don't know. That's just me. But again, I love it or hate it. It just depends on who your hairstylist is. Okay, but just dropping the posh pony altogether. From what I heard, there's such a thing as color of the year. Yeah, right? Color of the year. Who would have thought? And according to my research, the color of 2013 is emerald green. Oh my gosh. Who would have thought that green would ever have a comeback? But it's emerald green. So not necessarily green. When I thought green, I was like, ugh, Easter. No, emerald green. At last night's Grammy, Katy Perry, Solange Knowles, and Florence Welch shine bright in their green attire. The color emerald is simply breathtaking on their dark or fair skin, and because of its tolerance for others, I give the color green a love it stamp, just because it is so flexible. I don't know if any of you have ever tried the color emerald green, but it is truly, it's such a, how would I describe it? Very rich color. It makes you feel very fabulous. It's a very sophisticated thing. And for people who are working in the office, it's a great little pop, like a professional pop, if you know what I mean. So Katy Perry and Solange Knowles and Florence Welch, you guys rocked it. I absolutely loved your guys' outfits. Katy Perry was more on the pastel-y green, but she probably couldn't find that dress in emerald green anyway. But that's okay, because that dress was awesome. Ellen DeGeneres seemed to really love it. There's even a picture of her staring straight down in a certain area that we probably already know, but I can't say. So you might want to look that up. But yeah. All right. So that was my little segment of celebrity trends, love it or hate it. I'll be back after this short radio break. Stay tuned. You're listening to You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu.
I've got the world on a string. I'm sitting on a rainbow. Got that string around my finger. Oh, what a world, oh, what a life. I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, and I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me. Can't you see, I am in love. Life's a wonderful thing, as long as I've got that string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let you go. I've got the world on a string. I'm sitting on a rainbow. I got that string around my finger. Oh, what a world and what a life. I'm in love. Zip, zoot, zip, zoot, zip, zoot, zoot. Life is a wonderful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a crazy so-and-so if I should ever let her go. I've got the world on a string. I'm sitting on a rainbow. I got that string around my finger. Oh, what a world, oh, what a life. Oh, what a world, oh, what a life. Oh, what a world, oh, what a life. 'Cause I am in love.
He's in love, he's in love.
I am in love.
Got the world on a string.
And what a wonderful thing.
All right.
When you get the world on a string.
You sure do shine. Glad I found you. Glad you're mine. Oh, my love. Like a precious stone. Part of earth. Where heaven is rained on. Makes no difference.
Hello again. This is DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. Okay, so listeners, I'm introducing you to a new segment, a segment that I thought would probably be best because I usually have everything all prepared the night before or early on in the day, and I can never really get you really up-to-date news. So I want to dedicate this segment to giving you the most recent news I could find. So I'm going to start with Rihanna. As you all know, Rihanna has a new album coming out, Unapologetic. There's a lot of buzz about this album going on because of her recent reunion with Chris Brown, aka the man who had abused her back in 2008, I believe? 2009, February of 2009. Holy wow, that was a long time ago. A lot of people are very uncomfortable with this reunion just because of how severe the case was. And again, listeners, if you're listening to this, abuse is never okay, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, it's never okay. But Rihanna seems to disagree and she's risen above and forgiven him. But surprise, surprise, Rihanna is again naked for her album cover. The 24-year-old singer has tweeted her upcoming Unapologetic album cover. In the shot, love, happy, fearless, fun, diamonds, side effects, censored, victory, and other words are scribbled over Rihanna's body. Her goddess Isis tattoo under her breast, showing the ancient Egyptian deity with her wings spread out, is also prominently featured. Unapologetic quickly started trending worldwide, and Rihanna was quick to share the accomplishments with fans. I really owe it to my Navy gang, she tweeted. Job well done, Rihanna. Unapologetic will be released November 19th. Oof. That's a long time. Moving on into my next story. If anybody saw Taylor Swift's performance last night, a lot of you were probably kind of a little confused why we are never getting back together was circus themed. Not really putting two and two together. I mean, for any of you who hasn't heard the song is a breakup song. Big surprise there. It's a breakup song. And I'm not quite sure how the circus thing played into it, but some are saying that she made a dig at Harry Styles, her ex-boyfriend from One Direction. Taylor Swift's Grammy performance of We Are Never Getting Back Together could have been aimed at any number of ex-boyfriends, from John Mayer to Taylor Lautner to Joe Jonas, Connor Kennedy, or even recent one, Harry Styles. But the 23-year-old singer's awkward faux British accent certainly seemed to be a jab at Harry Styles. So he calls me up and he's like, I still love you, she said mockingly in the middle part of her Alice in Wonderland / circus theme performance. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm busy opening the Grammys and we're never getting back together. Like, ever. Okay. So overused. So overused. Since Taylor 23 did part ways with the 19-year-old One Direction boy bander just last month, it seems fair to assume that this little dig was aimed at him. But then again, maybe T-Swizzle's just pulling a Madonna and testing out a British accent for fun. I don't know how any of you stand on Taylor Swift. I mean, I personally love her. I love her music. Not sure personally, but I mean, her boyfriend issue, her personal life seems to be a little bit of a mess. So I don't know. I don't know why she would make a jab. She's just attention. Maybe it's just attention. But whatever it is, who cares? Adele and Chris Brown's Grammy roller coaster ride, disapproving glances, yelling, and hugs. Adele and Chris Brown shared a moment at the Grammys Award on Sunday night. Actually, they made a few moments. At one point during the ceremony, the British songstress appeared to be shouting at Breezy about something. However, what exactly was being verbally lobbed his way was unclear. Perhaps Adele was scolding Brown for being the one and only to not rise up when Frank Ocean beat him in the Best Urban Contemporary Album category. After all, as the photo has indicated in many social media websites, his refusal to join in the standing ovation didn't exactly go unnoticed by the Rolling in the Deep singer. I don't know if any of you were aware of the Frank Ocean, Chris Brown rumble tumble just a couple, I think it was a week ago or a couple days ago. Supposedly at a recording studio, Frank Ocean was parked in Chris Brown's spot, unmarked or marked, not really clear on that. There was a brawl between the two, and allegedly, from what I heard, the most serious injury Frank Ocean attained was a hurt finger. I'm not sure if he tried to make that a funny thing or a serious thing, but Frank Ocean was planning to press charges and later drop the charges. Never said why, but, or he did, well, he did say why. He said he obviously wanted to take a higher route and be the grown-up, but I'm not sure what made him go from fury fighter, I'm going to press charges and get you in trouble and throw you in jail again, to I'm going to be an adult. But, yeah, I think Frank Ocean really deserved that, and I think it was disrespectful for Chris Brown to not stand up during his performance just because he did save you from going to jail. If he would have pressed charges, boy, oh boy, your booty would have been in the slammer in a heartbeat. So I would have just stood. I mean, it's like it's that hard of a thing to do anyway. But whatever words were exchanged between Adele and Brown later seemed to be water under the bridge as the two happily posed for pics with each other. Well, all's well that ends well, right? I'm glad that they could just successfully overcome that like adults. Moving along. Got the Monday blues? Well, this should turn that frown upside down. And then some. Both Candace Swainpool and Alessandra Ambrosio, the two gorgeous models of Victoria's Secret, graciously did what they do best when they slipped into some sexy lingerie on Miami on Saturday. Yep, the gorgeous gal struck a variety of poses on behalf of the new Victoria's Secret commercial shot by none other than Michael Bay. Keep doing the Lord's work, ladies. Everyone thinks it is much appreciated. I don't care who you are definitely not a hater of the Victoria's Secret models, because girl or boy, those girls are gorgeous, absolutely beautiful. Whether or not you like their body types, that doesn't even matter. I mean, those girls are my role models. One day, maybe not anytime soon or in the near future, I will look like one of them, I promise. Preferably Candace Swainpool, because she's my favorite. I don't know why. So, whatever. Love me or hate me. It's still an obsession. Katy Perry and the mysterious case of the disappearing boobs. Ooh, I don't know why people care about boobs, but I guess they seem to do. Not so fast, Katy Perry. Yes, we were briefly blinded by your beau John Mayer's Willy Wonka-styled getup at last night's Grammys, but we still noticed something missing from your after-party outfit. Well, technically, it was two things. The singer-songtress wrote, showed the girls off at a Gucci resort gown, but then the clock struck midnight and poof, her boobs were gone. What the heck? Everyone was like, where'd they go? Where'd your boobs go? Okay, so maybe she just changed into something more subdued, but the matching greens and floral embellishments made us do a double D, double take. I don't know if any of you are familiar with the buzz around Katy Perry's body, but supposedly she's supposed to have the best body ever and yada, yada, yada. She has great curves. Everyone goes between loving curves and loving stick figures. Hollywood is so bipolar. Well, I hope you find your boobs, Katy Perry, because what a travesty that would be. Jennifer Lopez may want us to believe she's still Jenny from the block, but judging from the rocks she's got, we're not so convinced, as I'm especially no exception. That's because the singer hit the 2013 Grammy Awards in a whopping $5 million worth of Norman Silverman jewelry. That's right. In addition to flaunting her leg all night, a la Angelina Jolie, and an oh-so-revealing Anthony Vallicalo dress, J.Lo showed off several million dollars worth of bling at the annual awards show. Though you may have been too distracted by her gorgeous gam to notice, she wore several pieces of the jewelry brand's hand-crafted pieces, including two white diamond bangles and a 33-carat canary diamond bracelet. On her ring and pinky finger, Lopez wore diamond rings that competed and won for attention with her flashy gold embellishment fingernails. And finally, but certainly not least, in terms of price, the daring diva decorated her lovely lobes with 10-carat diamond stud earrings. That's right, 10. Holy moly. Sure, $5 million is a lot of jewelry to wear at once, but what better time to rock over-the-top amounts of diamonds than an award show? Hold up, pause. Let's draw back to what I said in my trending topic earlier about the pantsuits and the ponytail. Okay, J-Lo, you did it right. you got all fabulous. You got your diamonds, you got your nails done, you got your dress, you got your hair, you got your makeup. You look gorgeous. You're awesome. Beyonce and Kaley Cuoco, not so awesome. Take note. Sit down and take note from Jennifer Lopez, because she knows what she's doing, or at least her stylist knows what she's doing. Hire her. Ay, ay, ay. I don't know if any of you saw her jewelry and thought it was maybe too gaudy, but I thought, personally, from my point of view, it was awesome. I mean, for me, the more bling, the better. Some people find that a little too gross or over the top, but whatever. I think the more, the merrier. All right, well, I'm going to go on another studio break. I'll be back with my next segment. Stay tuned. You're listening to You Know You Love It with DJ Gossip Girl, only on radio.dominican.edu.
I love you, Mom.
Give me freedom, give me fire, give me reason, take me higher. See the champions, take the field now. Feel proud.
En las calles, muchas manos levantadas, celebrando una fiesta sin descanso. Los países como hermanos, canta y une tu voz, grita fuerte que te escuche el sol.
El partido ya va a comenzar, todos juntos vamos a ganar.
Unidos seremos grandes, seremos fuertes, somos un pueblo, bandera de libertad. Que viene y que va, que viene y que va, que viene y que va, que viene y que va.
When I get older, I will be stronger, they'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. So wave your flag, now wave your flag, now wave your flag.
Pero unidos a intentarlo.
In the streets our heads are lifting, as we lose our inhibition. Celebration, it surrounds us, every nation all around us.
Singing forever young, singing songs underneath the sun. Let's rejoice in the beautiful game, and together at the end of the day.
Seremos grandes, seremos fuertes, somos un pueblo, bandera de libertad. Que viene y que va, que viene y que va, que viene y que va, que viene y que va.
When I get older, I will be stronger, they'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag.
So wave your flag, now wave your flag, now wave your flag.
Welcome back, listeners. This is DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. So I said that I'd have another segment coming up, but it's not really going to be an annual segment, more of just because the situation of what's going on today in Hollywood. I'm not sure if any of you are familiar with recent TV scoop, but I am a huge fan of The Walking Dead. It's horrible, I know. Some people are like, oh, zombies, oh my gosh, yuck, I'm not into that. Okay, neither am I. I'm not weird. I just think it has a great storyline, and the actors and actresses are great. And people always say, oh, there's going to be a zombie apocalypse. And for those people who believe that, well, hey, at least I'll be ready for it. You probably won't even be ready. You won't even know it's going to happen, and you think it's going to happen. But anyway, The Walking Dead is more alive than ever. AMC's zombie hit series third season returned in a spectacular fashion, bringing in series highs ratings. The mid-season premiere attracted 12.3 million viewers and a 6.1 rating in the adults 18 to 49 demographic. Wow, take that, Grammys. When you look at numbers like this, the first thing that comes to mind is how grateful we are for the fans of this show. They embrace The Walking Dead in a way that we wanted to believe was possible but never take for granted, Charlie Collier, AMC's president, said in a statement. The cast and crew put everything they have into making the show. They are a phenomenally talented group of people who will truly give their all. We congratulate everyone involved. I will truly congratulate everyone involved too. Because of your great acting and your great skills, I am hooked like a junkie. The show's previous record was 10.9 million viewers from season 3 premiere. Even more impressive is that the mid-season premiere airing is the strongest telecast for a series in a basic cable history for adults 18 to 49 with a 7.7 million. If you include the encore telecast, The Walking Dead's viewership bumps it up to 16.6 million. Holy moly. So last night it started. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see it. So people, please don't ruin it for me because I'm really, 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 really excited. I've waited months and months and months for this. I even started a new show that just happened to air last night too. Revenge. I'm not sure if any of you are familiar with it. Great show. I highly recommend it. I started watching Walking Dead. I got 3 seasons pumped out. I was trying to watch it like crazy because my boyfriend kept getting just so caught up. And I'm like, what the heck? I wanted to catch up with him so I could watch it with him. That never happened because he finished before I could even catch up with him. So then it was just kind of a, oh my gosh, I have to wait 2 months. Because by the time I'd finished, it was like 2 months. And I was like, oh no, what am I going to do? Like, I have all this time because I was on break for college. And I picked up Revenge. And I'm like, okay, perfect. By the time I'm finished with Revenge, like, The Walking Dead will be back on. No. Do not be mistaken. I cranked out, I think it was 3 seasons in like 2 weeks. Addicted. It was so bad. I mean, I was cutting it close to all my classes. Like, I would wait the last possible second. Sorry, Mom, if you're listening. I don't want you to think I'm a bad student because I promise I go to class on time and I do all my homework. Sorry. So yeah, I mean, I would cut it close. I mean, practices, I'm like, I have to get one more second in, and I finished it way too early. And now, yeah, they're both on. So I'm a very, very happy girl. I'm moving right along into my final segment, celebrity birthday bio. I thought it would be so much fun to take a celebrity from the day I'm airing my show and kind of like recap on them, like do a little biography on them. So I will highlight their birthdays, accomplishments, like maybe something they've done in their life that's spectacular, like Angelina Jolie helping many orphans and impoverished people around the country or the world. I mean, I'm sorry. And how they were led to fame, and maybe just a couple of fun few facts. So my first celebrity for my first ever birthday bio week is Taylor Lautner. Woo! Everybody loves Taylor Lautner. Unless you're a Twilight freak, then you probably love Edward. But I love to give the love 50-50 because I think he is just as cute. Taylor Lautner was born today, February 11th, 1992, making him an Aquarius in the horoscope world. By the way, if any of you don't know who he is, oh my gosh, he is so cute. I mean, I'm not like any of those teenage girls who are like, oh my God, Jacob. But I'm definitely like, oh my gosh, you're a hunky piece of meat. That's definitely what I'm like. Some of his accomplishments that led him to fame was his first movie role in 2005 in a film called Sharkboy and Lava Girl. I watched that movie for the first time. And even when he was like 12, I was like 10, he was gorgeous. I thought he was so cute. I mean, I'm a 10-year-old girl and I was like, I want to marry him. Oh my gosh. Little did I know he'd be a huge success in the Twilight movies. And Lava Girl, I don't know what your actor real name is, but you were a great actress in that movie. He became one of the leading men. And again, like I said, the Twilight sagas, he was in a love triangle between Edward Cullen and Bella Swan. And if any of you follow, you know that Edward's a vampire and Jacob's a werewolf and Bella is just a girl. And she was trying to entertain both of them, and she was a tease, and she essentially fell for the vampire life because God knows why. I don't even know why. I would have gone with Jacob. He's cuter anyway. But yeah, so that's where he came on. In early 2012, he dated the world-famous Taylor Swift, and he was even lucky enough to have a song written about him. Surprise, surprise. If you guys aren't aware of the song, it was Back to December. I don't know if any of you have heard of it. I definitely have 1,000 times over because it was a radio sensation. It was a little depressing because it's basically about how he was such a nice guy, did everything right, bought her flowers, and she was just like, eh, you're okay, but I'm just going to completely stop talking to you, and how she regrets that. In 2010 to 2011, he starred in a surprise hit, Abduction, alongside Lily Collins, Phil Collins' daughter, yes, the singer. It was his coworker slash girlfriend, now ex-fling. Don't know what happened there. Wasn't really public until it was over. Fun facts, he became involved in karate at the young age and gained his black belt by age 8, winning several junior world championships. I don't know if any of you have ever taken karate or not. I have, really young. Not easy. Not easy at all. I was lucky if I think I got my white belt just because I went. I didn't really get a belt after that. I don't even think they wanted me back after that. I think they realized I was pretty uncoordinated and I just didn't have what it takes to be a ninja. He has done a character voice for Nickelodeon show Danny Phantom. That was one of my favorites growing up. I don't know where it went or what happened, but it was a great cartoon show. He plays football and baseball, again, adding on to why he is so cute. I don't know a girl out there who doesn't think somebody with a talent is not cute. I mean, athletes especially. Being an athlete myself, seeing someone who plays a sport and has a respect for it, oh, it's so cute. Oh, love it. I bet you all didn't know, though, that he tested out of high school classes while still in high school. He was like a freshman in high school, tested out of the senior classes, and took college courses instead. So basically dropped out and was like, yeah, I'm in college now. So, yeah, happy birthday, Taylor Lautner, and I'm so glad you're on this earth, because without you, life would be definitely a little bit more boring. All right, listeners, I'm going to go on one final commercial break, and then we are going to wrap up this show, and that will be that. So stay tuned for my closing. You're listening to You Know You Love It by DJ Gossip Girl, only on radio.dominican.edu.
So she doesn't slip away. And over there, you are safe in your haven. Over there, you are meant.
Listeners, this is DJ Gossip Girl with You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for tuning into today's show. Honestly, without having my listeners out there, I know my mom is listening, and my friends Bella and Claire and Sophie, and I think Kristen are listening too, and I think my boyfriend's listening too, so hi Colby. Thank you all for listening and making this very, very fun and less stressful. Next Monday, I won't be on the air because of other commitments, like tennis and school, but I will be on regularly Mondays 3 to 4 p.m. for the latest and greatest on celebrity news. So as for next week's show, I will be sure to put it on radio.dominican.edu when it'll be coming out. It'll definitely be within that week period. Not quite sure yet, but I'll make sure you guys know it. So again, thank you for tuning in today's show. This has been DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. Have a great day, everyone.